I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Nicaragua is in the middle of protests and political upheaval, yet there's no place so chaotic that God's love can't reach it. During a recent E3 Partners trip to Nicaragua, a volunteer named George met a man named Miguel. Miguel only had 1.5 legs, and both were in constant pain. George prayed over this man, asking for God to relieve some of his pain, and he did. He continued to visit Miguel every day after that. E3's Jeff Johnston has more.
And so it was on that third day that George came back that Miguel accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He accepted Jesus into his life. He said that he finally had hope again, and he was just filled with joy.
E3 connected Miguel with local believers to walk alongside him in his new faith, and you can be a George in someone's life too. Learn more at missionnews.org. And Mission Cry's Jason Wolford is about to send out 2 shipping containers. One is headed to Belize and the other to Zambia.
Those are filled with about $500,000 worth of used Bibles and Christian books. We fill those and then we send them around the world for free distribution.
These books and Bibles are helping Christians grow closer to God.
Last year when we were in Belize, we had 700 people waiting in a line for 2.5 hours to get a used Bible, a used book that had markings in it, writings in it. And when they got it, some of them cried, some of them fell to their feet. Kids rejoiced. I mean, this is a real, real need that's being met.
Please ask God to use these books to strengthen the spread of the gospel and learn more at missionnews.org. A listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.